second, I need to get my story straight. My friends are in the bathroom getting higher than the Empire State. My lover, she is waiting for me just across the bar. My seat's been taken by some sunglasses asking about a scar.
Hi everybody, welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And today we have a pre-intermediate lesson.
Yeah, that's right. And we're talking about a pretty fun game to play.
Well, fun if you're winning.
Fun if you're winning. Good point. This game is called poker.
Right. So there's actually a lot to do with poker. So we're dividing this into two parts.
Yeah. There's way too much to talk about. So today we're not really talking about any rules of poker. We're kind of just talking about the parts, the basics.
Yeah. So we have a dialogue between Christine and Paul, and Paul is the expert.
He's the expert.
And so he's just giving Christine a kind of an explanation of the basics of poker, like we're going to do with you.
You got it.
So let's take a listen to that dialogue.
Excellent.
Thanks for teaching me about English poker terminology, Paul.
That's what I'm here for. Let's start with the suits. There are clubs, spades, diamonds, and hearts.
Okay, and what about when the game starts? Do you guys call that sending cards?
No. We call that dealing cards. The person who deals is called a dealer.
What are those round things called?
Those are the chips. All players need to put some chips into the pot at the beginning of the game. That's called the ante.
And what about the names of the hands? I know pair and three of a kind, but I'm not sure about some of the higher ones.
Going up from there, it's straight, flush, full house, four of a kind, and then the almighty straight flush.
Okay, so the dialogue starts with Christine thanking old Paul, good old Paul.
Good old Paul.
For helping her with some poker terminology.
Right. So, poker.
Poker is poker.
Poker, yeah. And terminology, great word.
Yeah, great word.
And basically, this is just words.
Yeah, like terms.
Terms to do with something. So we can use the short kind of specific word is terms. Mm. And the big category is terminology.
Right.
So similar, in a past lesson, we talked about poetry.
Oh.
And so you think about a poem is one thing versus poetry is the whole category
the whole
of poems.
Or maybe even the study, right? You will find ology on so many school subjects, biology, psychology.
Exactly. So it's like the science or the study of something.
So we're going to put that in today's grammar section, just kind of talk about that a little more.
Perfect. And, you know, Paul is great. He's a great friend and he's probably a big poker player. So he says, that's what I'm here for. And he says, then let's start with the suits.
Okay, so these suits are not the suits that you wear to
work
or to, some special event.
Although you can wear a suit to go play poker.
Yes, that's right.
But these are the different shapes on the cards.
That's right, there's four.
There are four.
And two of them are kind of easy to understand, and two of them are not super easy to get.
Right. So you guys know what a diamond shape is, and you know what a heart shape is.
Right.
So those are the easy ones.
But those are the red ones,
too. Those are the red ones.
So what about a club or a spade?
The club looks like a clover, almost.
Yeah, it's got three kind of heads.
Little balls on the top with a little stick underneath. So, yeah, it looks like, you know, if you're Irish, it looks like a clover. And then the spade, what's the difference between a club and a spade?
Well, the spade, I always remember when I was a kid, I thought clubs were ugly.
Yes.
And a spade was very beautiful.
Very, it's almost like an upside down heart.
Yeah, it is.
With a stick.
With a stick.
Yes.
This would be like a small, like, tool, right?
Yes.
A spade. Like, I remember my grandma with her garden spade.
Yes, where you go digging.
Dig.
So
yeah, you dig.
Imagine, you know, it's easier to dig with a spade than a club.
Yes, absolutely.
Clubs are used to hit people. And then she wants to know, but what happens when the game starts?
Right.
So do you guys call that sending cards?
And we do not say
that. We do not.
Yeah. It makes sense. You are kind of sending cards to people. But we actually call that dealing.
Right. So dealing is basically you're just sharing or distributing the cards to everybody.
And I can't think of a single card game that doesn't say dealing. Like, they all do.
They all do. Not all card games deal.
Right, that's true.
So there's a game called War, for example, where there's no dealing involved. Well, actually, no, that's not true.
You deal yourself.
At the beginning, at the beginning, you have to deal.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm wrong. Forget about that. But yeah, every card game where you have to share with other people, you have to deal.
Okay. And so the person that deals, believe it or not, is called a dealer.
Not really difficult.
No.
So the dealer, with a car or drugs, this is what we call the person who sells or distributes, who gives it out.
Right, exactly.
Same with cards.
So yeah, car dealer is usually, that could be a pretty decent job. Drug dealer, maybe.
Not a good idea.
Not a great idea.
No. But card dealer in a casino would be, I think it would be a fun job.
That's a decent job.
Yeah,
I think so.
Good tips.
Okay, and one thing you would probably see if you were a dealer in a casino are a bunch of little round things.
Right. Those are called chips.
The chips.
So not potato chips.
Not potato chips.
Not French fries.
Nope.
But they are those round plastic things with different colors.
The different colors, sometimes they will actually have a number on them. Good casinos probably don't do that.
Yeah.
But
they have usually when they're like $100 chips, they'll put $100 on there.
Oh, just to remind you.
It's not a dollar. Don't bet it as a dollar. Yes. And what do you do with those chips?
Well, you play with them. You use them because they're money, right? They represent money.
So you bet and you put those chips into the pot.
Okay, so the pot is basically the table.
The table of and the pile of chips.
Chips, right?
So you kind of in the center of the table.
And I mean, you could play a poker game without poker chips.
Some people use nuts.
You could use nuts.
Toothpicks.
You could actually use like money, coins.
Mm-hmm. Pennies.
Yeah.
Which we don't have anymore.
Well, yeah, exactly. So any of that money or those chips or anything they just all go into the pot.
Right. Now, when you start the pot, when you start to play a hand of poker, what do you put a chip into the pot, or is there a special word for that?
You usually have to, not all games, but you often have to ante up.
Right. So it's not like your mother's sister.
Your auntie.
Same pronunciation, but it is A-N-T-E.
Right.
And it just means the first bet.
Yes, it lets you actually play the game.
Mm-hmm. And what about the names of the hands?
Okay, so this is a few of these. I've always had difficulty remembering the order.
Yes.
I've always known the names of these hands. By the way, hands here is just like the types or the combinations.
Of cards that you want. Because this is what I've always found difficult with poker, is because what I think would be, this is a good hand. It turns out it's nothing.
It's nothing.
It's a bust.
What do I got?
They just kind of look at me. So that's why I don't play poker too well.
Okay, so two of these hands that we see right away are pair and three of a kind.
Right. So a pair of anything is two.
Two.
Right. So now these are two cards with the same number.
Yeah. So two twos, two threes, two aces.
Well, aces are good. And then three is...
That's even better.
Right. And we don't say three of a suit. We say three of a kind.
Three of a kind.
So that just means matching three.
Matching three. So 2-2-2, 3-3-3, 4-4-4, et cetera.
Exactly. So... Now, those are the easy ones.
Mm.
We get a little more difficult from here on.
Yes.
So going up from there, it's a straight.
Okay. So straight is when all of the cards are in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or ace, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Now, do they have to be the same suit?
They do not. They just need to be the same, or at least they just need to be
consecutive?
Yes, a row, a string of consecutive numbers.
Right, so means numbers in order.
Right.
And flush.
The flush. This one I remember as a kid thinking, like, why is it called flush? But now I'm thinking it's because it's all of the same suit.
Mm.
So all hearts, all diamonds, all clubs.
Okay. And what's a royal flush?
A royal flush is when you have 10, jack, queen, king, ace.
Okay.
The highest cards you can get.
It's a sweet one.
It's really hard to get.
Yeah. And you tend to win.
Yes.
And then Full House.
Oh, yeah, it was a show when I was a kid.
It was
a great show.
And it's back.
I know.
And on Netflix. Full House, I always find these easy because I remember.
Right.
It's basically a pair.
Yes.
And three of a kind.
And three of a kind.
So three cards, same number, two cards, a different number.
Yes.
And four of a kind. Easy.
Easy, but hard to get.
Hard to get.
Hard to get.
So yes.
If you always see in movies, like someone, the cowboy maybe, will put his cards down and it's four aces.
Right.
Something like that.
And then you kind of start to question when someone else has put an ace down as well.
Right. They all put four aces down.
Up their sleeve.
They had an ace up their sleeve. That's right.
And the almighty straight flush.
Okay, so I guess the straight flush, if you guys are paying attention, it's a straight and a flush.
Yes, so it's basically all the same order, but the difference between this straight and the other straight, or normal straight, is that these are the same suit.
You got it, you got it. Okay. And even to your question before about the royal straight,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there could also be a royal straight
flush.
Oh,
really? Okay.
Yeah, that's almost impossible to get, but...
Very cool.
That's the highest. So here in our dialogue, we say the almighty, meaning kind of like the...
The best.
The best. The super powerful.
Yeah.
But really, the royal straight flush is even more almighty.
But the chances of getting that are
right.
Pretty slim.
Pretty slim chances.
Yes. All right. So we learned a lot of vocab there.
Yeah.
Let's take another listen to the dialogue.
All right.
Thanks for teaching me about English poker terminology, Paul.
That's what I'm here for. Let's start with the suits. There are clubs, spades, diamonds, and hearts.
Okay, and what about when the game starts? Do you guys call that sending cards?
No. We call that dealing cards. The person who deals is called a dealer.
What are those round things called?
Those are the chips. All players need to put some chips into the pot at the beginning of the game. That's called the ante.
And what about the names of the hands? I know pair and three of a kind, but I'm not sure about some of the higher ones.
Going up from there, it's straight, flush, full house, four of a kind, and then the almighty straight flush.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue one more time, and tons of language here to get you started towards your playing poker.
Now, we don't want to say that, you know, gambling is a good thing. But we also don't want to say gambling is a bad thing.
We call it in moderation.
In moderation, right. And playing poker, I mean, I've played poker many times in China, and mm-hmm. it's just a great way to meet friends.
Right.
Have a big... We call it a friendly poker game.
Yes.
Is kind of nice. Not really a lot of money.
No. You can also, there's a different type of poker called strip poker.
Oh, yeah.
Where instead of chips, you actually use pieces of clothing.
Right,
But you have to know your friends really well.
Yeah. Well, when we were kids, we tried strip ping pong.
Oh.
Yeah, it went just as well. Anyway, guys, this is part one of a two-part series on poker. So just to give you an idea of what part two will be like, we'll be talking more about, you know, how to play the game.
Yes. So we've got all the basics about the card suits, that kind of thing. And we're going to take it to the next level with, you know, actually playing the game.
Okay. I am excited. I do love gambling. I hope you guys are excited too. If you have any questions, any comments, please do not forget to leave them below.
And we look forward to reading them, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye, guys.
Take care.